A lot of great films come in and out of our movie theatres, and many of them we hear about because they've got the big stars, the big names, they are the blockbusters, but quite a few kind of can go under the radar, and that's where great events such as the Travelling Film Festival lets us know about some of those other films that we may not see or get a chance to see. The manager of the Travelling Film Festival, Karina Libby, is joining us. Karina, I guess firstly, we're having a look at the Travelling Film Festival. How long has it been going for?
We've been running since 1974, and we've been coming to Newcastle since 1975, so one of the longest-running centres.
Wow, that's a long time. Been doing that longer than I've been doing anything. Just quite late. Look, why is it important that regional areas in particular get a chance to see some of these smaller films on a regular basis? What's your thought there?
Well, I think, I totally understand that a lot of cinemas that don't have the time or the ability to show these sort of art house, independent, international films, but it's so important because there's lots of people who love those films, who do live in those areas, and so just because you don't have access to it all the time doesn't mean that you should miss out. I think, you know, there's still a huge audience of people who want to see these kinds of films, and I think that's what we're trying to do, is bring them out to places that might not normally get them.
And I'm guessing since the festival's been around since 1975 here for The Hunter, it's been gradually growing year in, year out. And there'll be people, I would imagine, that would just now turn up every year and they pick what they want to see and they come along each time.
Oh, 100%. I've only been in this role 6 months, but I've already done a whole bunch of festivals. We tour almost all year round, and everywhere I go, there are people who have been coming for years and years. They talk about centres that we went to 10 years ago that we don't travel to anymore. So there's a really loyal following, and it's really beautiful to see the support for the festival. People really love it, yeah.
Well, it's great to see, because you've got to have something for everybody. I know the best way to get a film only showing for 2 days at the cinema or a TV show cancelled is for Have Me to Like It. So I know what that's like. If your show or your TV, your movie isn't, you know, one that everybody seems to be looking at. Running our eye over this year's selections, are there a couple that have got your eye, Karina?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I love all of them.
That's a cop-out answer. You're trying to please everybody now. But I'm sure each and every director's not listening to you at this moment, so you can pick a couple of faves.
Yeah? Well, I think one of my favourites and a real standout is We Don't Need a Map. Warwick Thornton is an incredible director, you know, a Cannes winner for his previous film, Samson and Delilah, and he's made this documentary about how the Southern Cross fits into white Australian culture and also Indigenous Australian culture, and where they meet and where they clash. And I think it's a really quite beautiful documentary and very funny. And it was our opening night at Sydney Film Festival, and I really would recommend people come and check that out.
Oh, you're giving that 5 stars by the sound of things?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. It's fantastic. And absolutely, our opening night film, Ali's Wedding.
Oh, what's that about? Is that one for the ladies or is it one for everybody?
Oh, it's definitely one for everyone. It is, it's been pitched as a Muslim romantic comedy. And I know some guys might be like, not into romance comedies, but it's really, really quite funny. It's about this guy who has been set to marry someone. And he's the son of a cleric, and he's already has an arranged marriage all set up, but he happens to have fallen in love with someone else. And he goes to extreme lengths to keep one of the romances going and get out of the wedding. But the best part about it is it's actually based on a true story. And the guy whose life it is based on, Osama Sami, will actually be at the festival, and he's the lead actor and co-writer of the film. And he'll be there on Friday night to talk about the wacky experiences that led up to this film actually being made.
Karina, I'm sure all of that sounds great, but I sort of tuned out when you said romantic comedy. That was me out the door.
it's not a chick flick at all. It's really, really quite funny. Yeah. And a really nice and snapshot of the Muslim community and family, you know, like family, silly family things that everyone can relate to, the pressures that you get from your parents, all that sort of stuff.
Karina, families, we've all got one, but I got to say, I did get into trouble many years ago for turning my nose up at The Notebook, and I've never always treaded carefully around rom-coms ever since. But look, it sounds like it sounds like you've got something for everybody. It should be a great couple of nights. Karina Libby from the Travelling Film Festival here in The Hunter, June 23 to 25. It's 26 past 11.